Here we go.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello everybody, welcome to Poetic Patterns Show. I'm Avril and I'm here with Jane, my co-host. Hi Jane.
Hello Avril. Hello everyone. Welcome.
So once again, we're starting our show off with a divinity card that we both picked while the music was playing, and we'll read that out. So I picked number 28, Veknavi Peranutvi Hurez. Inner peace cannot be found by withdrawing from life, lest we find our inner reality impoverished and clamoring for attention. Enduring peace comes from finding the simplicity of the surrendered life within the complexity of daily activities. Veknavi Peranutvi Hurez.
And And I have chosen number 5. Karu Nesata Glihes. The sculptor chisels art from stone by emphasizing some areas and discarding the rest. So too do we shape our reality by what we focus on. Karus Nesata Lihes.
I use the wheel of perpetual regeneration through trusting self-sovereignty, the tones of purity wheel, to lay my cards on. And it gives it that extra boost. I sound like an advert, don't I? I use the wheel of perpetual regeneration through trusting self-sovereignty. I find it far more effective than other wheels. So the other little procedure we do before we get, well, not before anything, the other procedure we do is to select a fragrance oil that you get from fragrancealchemy.com, and I happen to have selected magnolia, and so I'm unstoppering my bottle. These are picked purely at random by Jane and myself, so we don't know what each other is going to pick. Right, so I'm holding my hand up to the microphone to see if anyone else can get a whiff. Oh, mama. Magnolia. Nahashne aleyona moayesh makara and yasin kwet prapa. Hena nahariyosh takata anokhyanch kumbhteri lakpa. Hena hekriyum arend okhyat haqm yad shtkaba and ahikhanare kumbhajama olikhtavdaha. Magnolia.
So, as it turns out today, I have also chosen magnolia. So, it is indeed the fragrance of the moment, at least for poetic patterns. In fact, this is a fragrance that I haven't really used very much. I mean, it's part of the, you know, the fragrance protocols and that, so I use it in that for the extraordinary meridians. But I haven't really, you know, spent a period of time just using this one alone, for instance. O glorious Mother, your crown I share. In my heart's delight knows no bounds, no cares. Gloriously still and generous, love pours out, and life is new. O oh my goodness, I am in love.
When I first smelt magnolia and got it, I got it on one of the sample sets, and it didn't really sit with me then. And so I gave my little bottle away. It just didn't resonate. And then I got it back again. I got another sample set, and I smelt it. And like you, I fell in love with it. And I also pair it with lily. And the combination of magnolia and lily is just sublime, absolutely beautiful. But it brings one home to mother.
Yes. Heart's delight.
Heart's delight indeed. So we're going to play a couple of audios, and sandwiched in between them, Joan and I will be reading the 27 states of nature. Not just the inner states of nature, but also the outer states of nature. And we'll be pairing them up. So Jane will be reading an outer one, and I'll be reading an inner one. So before then, we've got a 1.5 minute audio by my granddaughter called Molly, who composed this melody on her traditional Welsh harp. So we're bringing in the Celtic bardic tradition to the show. So here we go, and it's called Flitting Fancies. Flitting Fancies by Molly. Thank you, Molly.
Thank you, Molly. That was beautiful. So I'm reading the outer, right? Okay, so I'm going
okay.
to start.
If we right. number them, then we know where we are.
Yes, beautiful. So, one, the interspecies interaction to awaken evolutionary possibilities.
One, the pristine renewal of spring.
Two, the delightful arena of diversity.
Two, the comforting seasonal rhythms of activity and beingness.
Three, mutually stimulated interactive inspiration.
Three, the resilient bending of the river reeds.
Four, the game of ingenious adaptability.
Four, the courageous shedding of the obsolete like leaves of autumn.
Five, rich infrastructure of multi-perspectives.
Five, the ever new perspective of the young on the much repeated migration of birds.
Six, interconnected awareness.
Six, the unquestioning readiness for the next step of the baby bird's flight.
Seven, the purification of experiences through the perspective of non-judgmental innocence.
Seven, the unhurried journey of the wide river on its way to the ocean.
Eight, dissipating negativity through distributing the healing process through entrainment.
Eight, the acceptance by the mountain stream of its transfiguration into a waterfall.
Nine, the satisfying contentment of timelessness.
Nine, the adventure of the dam's transcendence into a cloud.
I love those ones. Ten, flawless cooperation with the rhythms of the heartbeats of eternity.
10. Unstoppable flow of volcanic magma dissolving structured belief systems.
11. The sexual tension of potential waiting to be birthed.
11. Mysteries of uncharted potential whispered by the breeze to the aspen trees.
12. Fertile possibilities through the exponential interaction of diverse life forms.
12. The light-hearted tread of life like raindrops in the sand.
13. Resonant responsiveness to the emphases of man.
13. The freedom of heartbeats, hooves of mustangs thundering across the prairies.
14. Interconnectedness of the symphony of the many to the composition of the one.
14. The wind, the musician, the willow, the harp, the song of the self plays from the heart.
15. The energetic emanations into form of the primordial substance of eternity.
15. Courage through vulnerability as the rabbit leads the fox away from her young.
16. Endless variety of expressions from the original tones.
16. Yellow buttercups in vibrant hues streak across the electric green grass. All life is a living work of art.
Seventeen, diverse conduits of eternal flow.
17. The swallows, in thoughtless delight, dart in graceful arcs through the sunset sky. Graceful artistry through inevitable action.
18. Temporary capacitors of infinite intent.
18. The eternal observer, like the weather-carved mountain crags, watches as the ages roll by.
19. Articulation of the eternal dance of grace.
19. The movement of time, like the field of daffodils, quaking in the intimate breath of the wind, is an expression of infinite delight.
20. Diverse portals into eternal existence.
20. The howler monkeys rustling the jungle canopy shout their defiance at the approaching night. Foolish, the game of resisting life.
21. The surrendered full expression of the diverse roles in the greater purpose.
21. In the poise of surrender, the black swan sails serenely down the moonbeam's trail.
22. The pure and fresh interpretation of the breath of source.
22. Having no destination, the downy swan feather drifts aimlessly on its adventure upon a gentle breeze.
23. The eternal current of love, fueled by the enjoyment of the adventure of self-discovery.
23. In predictable white, the snowy barnyard gossips in hushed tones about the audacious indecency of the bold red berries of the holly tree.
24. Living from the still point of existence in formless form.
24. The hypnotic chorus of crickets in a starry night sings an adventure, weary grey cat to sleep on the back porch.
25. The timeless arena for immediate responses to the magical perspective.
25. With sugary tones, golden finches chat in the blossoms of the orange tree. In the walled world of the garden, a child pauses at their exotic sound.
26. The garden of discovery and play for the subpersonalities of man and gods.
26. With one eye forward to see where he is going and one eye backward to see where he has been, the chameleon makes his ponderous way along a branch.
27. the effortless response of nature to the directiveness of innocence.
27. Intricate lace on wet sand and edge. I'll start again. 27. Intricate lace on wet sand, an edge of foam marks the fleeting accomplishment of the receding tide. Hello, Jane.
Hi, Avril.
There's a lot of noise coming off your end. It sounds like you're in a jumbo jet.
Ooh.
Oh, we're nearly at the end of our show, so I just wanted to acknowledge the role of Almeen in all that we've said tonight. From her teachings, we've brought forth the states of nature on the radio, and anything you want to add to that, Jane, just to acknowledge Almeen's presence?
Absolutely, to acknowledge Almeen's presence. And the gift of the inner and the outer states of nature becoming one. Which is a great tribute to Almeen.